Welcome to Streams of Income with self-help author Ryan Rieger. For the next hour, you'll hear proven methods for how to live the multiple income streams dream. Ryan is passionate about helping others discover their gifts and start their own business. He's published 5 books, and his courses and group coaching programs have changed the lives of thousands of students all over the world. Ryan's books include Private Label, The Easy Way, Finding Your Grace Place, and his latest, Streams of Income. And now, here's your host, Ryan Rieger.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Streams of Income radio show. I'm your host, Ryan Rieger. Today I'm flying solo. I've had some really good guests over the past few weeks and I've enjoyed chatting with them and bringing you some great content. Last week we talked about how to overcome shiny object syndrome. So if you haven't listened to that episode with my friend Eric Bussey, I highly recommend that because that's something that we all as entrepreneurs deal with, trying to get over all of the distractions because the guys, there are so many opportunities online. There are opportunities everywhere. Seems like every day I'm hearing of a new business model online, and that can be so distracting because you look at that and think, gosh, I need to do this and I need to do that. And I need to now start doing storage auctions and all that stuff. And it can be overwhelming. And the thing you should do is just focus. Focus on the one thing that you're working on. Get that going, bolt that down to your business, and then add some other things to it. And then when you come to a place in your business where a lot of it is outsourced, then you can have some even more fun by trying out some new things, trying out a new business model, trying a new different stream of income. But don't let those little things distract you from that big thing that you're trying to start. So today I wanted to share with you some things that have been on my heart. I have an email newsletter that goes out every Friday. You can get on that list. I'll put a link in the show notes for that. This is episode 84. Yes, episode 84. And so if you just go to streamsofincomeradio.com, you'll be able to get access to all the links that I'm going to share today. In fact, if you go to the streamsofincomeradio.com, you'll see a brand new layout for my podcasts. Each episode now has its own page, so I can link directly to each episode, to an episode. If I, sometimes people email me and ask, hey, what was that episode? I can go link directly to it instead of saying, hey, go to streamsofincomeradio.com, scroll down to episode 16, for example. So that's really helped. Also, I have a brand new blog. My blog is completely revamped, looks way better. Go to ryanrieger.com/blog and be able to see that. Essentially, every week in my newsletter, I have a top section of things that I share, and that becomes the blog post for the week. So that's where you can kind of see all the emails I've sent out over the last few years. So that's ryanrieger.com/blog. But a couple weeks ago, I wrote an email called My Business Superpowers. And then after that, the week after that was called my third superpower, which is listening. So I wanted to go over a little bit deeper into what I call those superpowers. I know that you follow me probably because you want success in your business. And obviously the title of this podcast is called Streams of Income. And that's, kind of alludes more to business things. But I feel like I am doing you a huge disservice if I just talk about the latest and greatest strategy for making money online or for how to do replenishables on Amazon, or if I'm talking about how to read a Keepa graph or how to build your Amazon business or how to write a book, how to create a course. Those are all great strategies and students of mine are using them and having amazing results and have awesome businesses, are able to quit their jobs. And so those are great topics, but I think that in every business, there is what we call a secret sauce. I think there's something that, it could be a certain, circumstance, a certain meeting that somebody had, finding a particular course, finding a particular community that really launched you into success, having a certain meeting. There's probably, you can point to maybe several things, but it might have started with one thing. Maybe listening to this podcast got you started down the road. And that was the thing that did it for you. Maybe it was buying a certain course that just really created that success for you and got you started. So I think that we don't talk about those things enough. And for me, I actually wrote a blog, and I'll put a link in the show notes for this episode where I talk about it. But I did a whole episode, and it's episode number 68, and it's called My Secret Sauce for Business Success. And I talk about the favor of God. And guys, if I just had to boil, if you came to me and said, what is your one thing, the one thing that you can attribute all of your success to, and you'd probably be talking about business success. And I'd be saying, I'd tell you, honestly, it's the grace or the favor of God, the same thing. Grace is the unmerited, undeserved favor of God. So I'd say his grace, or I'd say his favor. And what's cool about this is that that is the foundation of all of my success. Of every single thing you see good in my life, it comes down to that. And it is because I cannot rely. And what does that mean? I break it down in that episode, so you can listen to that. I'll link directly to that episode, which is episode 68. But it's relying on him, realizing that it's unmerited, undeserved. I didn't do anything to deserve it. I don't do anything to earn it. And I really can't even add to it. It's just receiving that goodness, that grace, that favor that the Lord has provided to me. And what is good news about that, guys, is that it means that it's free, and it's also accessible to anyone. So I'm talking to believers here today. If you are a believer, it is accessible to you. It has already been given to you. And if you're not, please continue to listen. I invite you to become a believer, because, guys, I am telling you, it has completely changed my whole life. And it has brought me success in every area of my life. That doesn't mean I don't have problems. Doesn't mean we don't have trials. Doesn't mean things don't happen that I don't like. We live in a world that there's a lot of bad things that happen, and it's frustrating at times, but I have that inner peace inside that I know I'm going to get through it, get over it. And he provides for us every single time because he is faithful. But I would point to, and I'd tell you, it's the favor of God that is the foundation of every single success in my life. I can tell you the story of even meeting my wife, that was just an incredible, it was, to most people, you'd say it's a coincidence. You'd say, you got lucky that even happened. But too many things happened for that deep. I lived in Indiana. She lived here in Texas. And it wasn't we didn't meet online. A great way to meet people, by the way, because you get to, see a lot of people all really quickly, rather than having to be restricted to your local area. But we didn't do it online. I had a friend who I recently had just met, and I came to visit him, and that's how we met. And I could tell the whole story, but it was God's favor putting me at the right place at the right time to meet her. And it started a journey of our dating relationship, and which was hard doing it long distance. And again, I could tell that whole story just about how God was faithful, brought me through that, how I had to really hear his voice to make sure I was on the right track and all that. But God's favor has been the foundation, and it is the reason for every single good thing that you see in me. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean there's not any bad things in me. Doesn't mean I don't mess up. But I give him the credit for everything. And so I would say it's God's grace. And that would be the behind the success secret that I talk about. I know in sometimes in business, you might hear people talk about high-priced masterminds or high-priced courses or whatever, where, they're going to give you the secret to their success, and that's how they got there. Well, the good news is I'm giving it to you right here. This is the secret of all secrets, and for business success, for life success. And it's the grace and favor of God. And so, but what does that look like practically? I know you can just say that and like, okay, well, what does that mean? How do I receive that? How does that even come into my life? Well, I believe that comes down to the superpowers that I talked about. So in my email over the last few weeks, I've talked about, basically three things that I really give credit to. Now, the grace and favor of God is something I receive. So these superpowers are things that I do. I'm still relying on him for it, but these are things that I do practically that I believe has allowed me to see the success in every area of life that I do. And so let's go into that. And I want to dig into that a little bit further than what I did in my emails over the last few weeks. So it kind of starts with my son, Callan, is has been getting into Lego Marvel superheroes and enjoying those. We don't actually have to have the Legos, but we've been playing the games a little bit. And his favorite now is Iron Man. And so it's just been fun watching him and seeing all that. And so I learn from him, but I think about each one of those characters has their own unique superpower. You know, Hulk can bust big things. He's big and strong, and Iron Man can fly and can shoot things. And so it's pretty cool. But thinking about how that applies to my business, I was thinking, you know what? I have some superpowers in my business, and so do you. And these are all accessible to you too. So it's not like something that makes me special. That should be really good news to any of you that are listening that, you know, all of these things are things that you can put into practice and they will work for you as well. These are kind of like universal laws that work for anybody that applies them. And so the first one for me is pray. And it comes from the quote from St. Augustine, which says, pray as though everything depended on God and work as though everything depended on you. And then after I thought about that a little bit more, I wrote in a second email the week after called Listen, Listen Ryan or Listen whoever in the subject line there. And I said, if I could respectfully amend this quote for me, I'd say, pray and listen for his voice as though everything depended on God and work as though everything depended on you. So let's break that down. I know that all sounds good and nice, but what does that mean on a practical level? How do I actually implement that in my day-to-day life? So that's what I wanted to talk about today and kind of dig into a little bit more. And so pray. You know, the Bible says be constant in prayer, pray continually. Well, I don't have time to sit in my, you know, prayer closet. I don't even have a prayer closet necessarily. You know, my life looks way different now than it did 5 years ago before Callan. I'm the one that gets up with him in the morning. So we'll get up and go upstairs and play. So many times my prayer time looks like I'm praying under my breath while he's playing a game or playing with his PJ Masks toys or something. It might be where I'm praying, walking around the neighborhood or literally unloading the dishwasher and praying as I'm doing that. Praying when I'm going to the bathroom, praying when I'm in my car. So I don't usually have like an extended, I'm never like, you know, going away and praying for 3 hours. You know, that just doesn't work in my schedule. And so that hopefully that encourages you that it doesn't mean that you got to shut yourself off from the world. And yes, there are times when you got to get alone and you might need to spend a couple hours in prayer and really, really just soak up God's presence. Or you're in a long car ride. That's a great time to pray. And that's usually where some of the times I get my, you know, more extended period is when I'm in a car or out walking the neighborhood, which I love to do, kind of get the exercise and the prayer in at the same time. So for me, it doesn't mean, you know, I'm praying 8 hours a day and then, you know, not seeing my family, not being able to get work done. It just means as I'm going through the day, I'm reminded of God's presence. It might mean when I'm, you know, I see an email like, oh gosh, what do I do here? Say a quick prayer. Lord, help me. Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom what to say here. It means literally like right before recording this podcast, it's saying, Holy Spirit, help me say the right things. Because I want these to be your words and not mine. Because my words, yeah, I mean, I can help you with Amazon. I can help you give you some business ideas. But honestly, the true transformation, the true good things that are going to come out of my mouth are going to be from him. And I gave him the credit for that. And so it's literally asking him every day for wisdom on what to do next, wisdom on what's my priority for today, wisdom on how to set up my schedule, wisdom on who to have on the guest as a podcast, on my podcast as a guest, wisdom on, you know, those emails. It's funny. I love the number of times that I get emails from people on Fridays after I send those emails saying, Ryan, you have no idea. That's exactly what I needed to hear today. Well, that is awesome, but that's not me, guys. I'm telling you, I pray before I send those emails. I get wisdom ideas from him on what need to go out that day. And so I know it's just you, it's him talking to you through me. And it's fun to be a vessel that way. It's fun to be used in that way. And this podcast, I know this is not for everybody. I realize that not everybody resonates with these types of messages, but if you're following me, you are following me because you want success. And I'm just laying out, I'm pulling back the curtain all the way, showing you this is why I have success. These things that I'm talking about on today's episodes, these are the foundation of all the other things we talk about on this podcast, as far as the practical stuff of reading to keep a graph, going out and finding inventory at Walmart, you know, doing private label, wholesale, whatever that business method is. Under that is these things for me. And so I know that people can have success without the Lord. There are people who are, you know, very wealthy in business and don't care about God at all. And I understand that, but I don't believe that you have true success without him. I believe that true success, and at least for me, there's just no way I could do it without him. Good success and true success for me is having a successful family, being able to be home with my family. For me, it looks like not working 80 hours a week and being away from them, not having time to do family things. It means having business success. It means having money. It means being able to be a blessing. When I see needs arise, I'm able to meet those needs in others. That's super fun for me to be able to do. It means having a good relationship with my wife and my son. It's just all around success in life, not in just one area. So for me, pray. So praying consistently, constantly doesn't mean shutting myself off from the world. And it means, for me, it looks like, and this can look differently for you. Your schedule's different. Your situation is different. You may desire to spend an hour in prayer every day, and that's cool. But most of us, I think, probably you're so busy with stuff that you have to do it differently. And that's okay. Just make sure that you're in that communication and you have that line of communication always open. Just like my wife and I, you know, we're around here at the house. It's not like, you know, honey, I can't talk to you right now. It's not your designated time. You know, we have to wait until, you know, tomorrow morning when I have my quiet time with you. No, it's like literally throughout the day, we're always talking, always communicating. It's the same way with the Lord. You have that constant communication. Lord, I need your wisdom on this. And it doesn't have to be a long, drawn out prayer for any of this stuff. It's like literally, God, give me wisdom. Lord, show me what to say here. Show me what to do here. I need your help here. God, help. Jesus, whatever it is. That one word prayer moves mountains, guys. So I actually wanted to get even more practical, even on the, and give you actual some prayers that you can actually pray in different situations. And so I'll probably even actually put these in a document that you can download. And this is just a sample, a template. You can put your own thing here, do what's comfortable for you. Let me go to, you probably all heard the prayer of Jabez. It's 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. And it was a book a few years ago that came out. It's really good, but it's based on this scripture here. It's a guy named Jabez. This is 1 Chronicles 4, 9. It says, Jabez was honorable above his brothers, but his mother named him Jabez, which is sorrow maker. What a name. Saying, because I bore him in pain. So he had to go through life, everybody calling him sorrow. Kind of sad. But then in verse 10, it says, Jabez cried to the God of Israel saying, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border and that your hand might be with me and you would keep me from evil so it might not hurt me. And God granted his request. God granted his request. And that's in the Amplified Version. But he asked for success. He asked that God would bless him. So you could literally just pray that scripture. So here's an example of what you might do. If you are an Amazon seller and you're looking for inventory, and this is actually a prayer I prayed many times, and I've talked about this before at one specific time when I was doing lots of retail arbitrage. This was Black Friday several years ago. We walked into a world market, and I said, Lord, show me the good stuff. That was my prayer. And I felt led to walk to the back of the store. And what I mean by felt led is just, I just kind of how to just, hey, what about the back of the store? That's all it was, just kind of an idea. It wasn't like I had a hand pushing me or a big sign, go to the back of the store. It wasn't anything like that. Literally, it was just, hey, what about the back of the store? Let's go back there. I walked to the back of the store. And there was this huge wall of tea, like T-E-A-T. Iced tea, hot tea, all that. And it was a brand that, it was on sale, 50, buy one, get one, half off, I believe it was. And so we started scanning, weren't doing reverse sourcing at the time. We were just scanning barcodes and we bought several thousand dollars worth of tea in that store. And then we went to other stores and did the same thing. And we sold that tea for quite a while after that. And it was very, very, very profitable. And this was in a huge world market store. Check them out. They're huge stores. They have items from all over the world, a very fun store to go into and shop. And so I believe God cares. He wants you to find inventory. He wants you to be successful. So a prayer could literally be like, God, give me success today as I walk in this store. Lord, show me where the inventory is that I can sell. Lord, give me success. So in Genesis chapter 24, here's another example. Genesis 24, verse 12, Abraham's servant. So this says it was Abraham was old and he was well advanced in years. Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And so he told his servant to go find a wife for his son Isaac. So his servant goes out and goes into a city and gets into the city. And this kind of reminds me of going into this world market with all these products, like, holy cow, where do I even start? So this servant goes there, goes to the city, and he's looking for a wife for Abraham's son, Isaac. And this prayer that this servant prays in verse 12 of Genesis 24, it says, and he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray you, cause me to meet with good success today and show kindness to my master Abraham. But he asked for success. He was going and looking for a wife for his master's son, and he asked for success. Now, I know some of you might think, you know, that's presumptuous of me to ask for success in my business or to ask God for this. He's too busy working on other things to worry about my Amazon business or my eBay business. Guys, he cares. When my son comes to me with something little, when he stubs his toe and he's hurting, you know, I don't say, you know, don't bother me. I'm too busy for that. You know what? I get on down on my knee. I give him a hug. I help him out. And, you know, what matters to him matters to me. Nothing is too small for me when it comes to my son. And God is the same way with you. Nothing is too small for him to be bothered with. He cares about every little area of your life. The Bible says that the hairs on your head are all numbered. You know what? I love my wife, but I have no idea how many hairs she has. I'm not even going to try to count them. But God is so intimately in love with us, and he loves us so deeply that he knows the hairs on our head. For some of us, that's a bigger number. Some of us, it's a lot less, like me. But he cares. And so he cares about your eBay business. He cares about your Amazon business. He cares about your inventory. He cares when you're frustrated, when you get an email from Amazon with something, you know, bad news. Your account might have got suspended, or you got an infringement copyright letter from a company, and that causes you stress. He cares. Bring it to him. He is not too busy running the world to care about those things in your life. So bring it to him. You know what? This comes from the coming to him is showing him that he is God. He loves that. He loves being God in your life. You know, I think as a man, when my wife comes to me and asks for help for something, it makes me feel needed. It makes me feel like I'm the husband. She needs me. I'm a blessing to her. When she asks me for help, it's not, you know, sometimes like, I don't have time or I don't want to do this. Of course, yes. But I feel needed. I feel respected. And so God is the same way. He let him be God in your life. Allow him to be God. And if you come to him knowing he's good, that he cares for you, if you come from that standpoint, that he's good, he cares for me, he loves me, that's how you approach prayer. If you think God is mad at you, he's angry at you, you're not going to even bother going to him. If you think he's a mean God who's ready to take a hammer and hit you over the head for the, you know, what, how you messed up today, you're not going to come to him. But if you know he's loving, he cares for you, cares about every single little need, he is your Abba Father, then you're going to come to him with those little things and he's going to help you with those. And so practically what prayer can look like in an Amazon business is, God, I'm in this huge store. I have no idea where to start. Show me where to start. Lead my steps. Guide my steps. And like, you might think that sounds a little silly. It's not. He cares. He wants you to be successful. The word says, Psalms 35:27, he delights in the prosperity of his servant. And you are his sons and daughters. He cares about your success in business. He cares about your life. He wants you to find inventory that is profitable. And that is not completely up to you. Yes, you need to do the work. But pray first. Walk into a store. If you're getting ready to source online, say, God, help me. Show me what stores to source. Show me how to do this. If you're trying to read a Keepograph, you're trying to learn these processes, Lord, help my mind. I believe that I have the mind of Christ, that you're going to give me wisdom on how to do this. Like, Lord, I'm overwhelmed. There's so many business opportunities. Show me which one is mine. Show me the right way. Show me the right path. If you're trying to differentiate something in your business, you're trying to solve something, God, help me. I don't know what to do here. I ask for your wisdom right now in Jesus' name. Those simple prayers can go a long way. It doesn't have to be, you know, spending hours and hours and hours locked away in your prayer closet looking for an answer. Literally, those short prayers throughout the day will give you the success that you need. And so I will actually take some of these and even especially if you pray the word, you could say like in Genesis 24:12, Lord, you're the servant of Abraham asked for good success when he walked into that city and he was out looking for a wife. I ask you today in the same way for good success today in my business. Show me the inventory I need to source. Show me those websites that I can go to. Give me wisdom on how to write this book that's on my heart. Show me the courses I need to sign up with. Show me the people that need to bring the people along my path that I need to cross paths with. Help me to be focused on what you need to be me to be focused on, because there's so many distractions. Just pray those simple prayers, and I'll include some of those in the show notes today. Might even put a download together for you to make this easy. But pray the word, especially pray the word. Find scriptures that are applicable to the situation that you're in and pray those. And you guaranteed success there because you're praying God's word. God's word is his will for your life. If you can find it in the word, he wants you to have it. Pray his word. Find a scripture and pray that scripture. Pray the prayer of Jabez and say, you know, Lord, just like Jabez, I pray you enlarge my territory, expand my borders, grant me success. Pray those prayers. And so that's the prayer one. The listen one. Listening for his voice. So when I said pray and listen for his voice as though everything depended on God, work as though everything depended on you. Here's what listening for me looks like. I wish sometimes it was like a big booming audible voice every single time to tell me exactly what to do in every situation. That'd be really cool. It's not that for me. For me, most of the time and most of the way God speaks to me and to most people is through just an inner voice. It's usually you could say like an inner green light or red light. So if you're facing a situation, you need to make a decision whether it's going to the left or to the right. Literally, what do you hear in your heart? If you start walking down one road and you're like, ooh, this doesn't feel right, well, go the other way. You guys, God, you can't mess up so bad that he can't fix it. One time I was listening to somebody preach about, you know, should I give this $10 to somebody? You know, I don't, God, is this your will for me? And, you know, to give this $10 away and like really struggling about it. And it doesn't matter what, when they say it's $1,000, that's a big deal. You feel led to do that. Like, what if it's just my head telling me to do that? Well, gosh, you know, if you mess up and give somebody $1,000 and that really wasn't God, well, He can restore that. He can fix that situation and give you another $1,000 to give. If you miss it, God is going to find you, guys. Don't worry too much about that stuff. Just start stepping out in faith. Trust him. Take those little steps. If you're in a situation, you're trying to figure out what to do, just start taking some action. Yes, pray about it. But as you're walking and taking those steps, just be listening for him, be listening inside. And anytime you feel like, ooh, this doesn't feel right, you get a check. We call that a check in your spirit, or it feels like a red light. Stop immediately. Don't go any further. And don't do that. I mean, if you're about to sign a contract, buy a house, and you're just not feeling right about it, you're about to marry somebody. I know of people that have said, you know, they knew they had this big, huge, glaring red light in their spirit, and they still went ahead and married this person, and it did not end up well. And so listen to that inner witness. Guys, if you are married, listen to your wife. They are sometimes way better at hearing the voice of the Lord than we are as men, or just they just have an intuition that we don't have. And so listen to your wife. If your wife is like, ooh, this doesn't feel right, or if you're about to enter into a business deal with somebody, have your wife meet that person. Your wife can just cut through and knows exactly what a person is about many times. And so bring your wife along. Even if your wife is not involved in your business, bring them along and have them just, you know, read the situation, because they are awesome at that. And so the inner red light or green light, follow peace. I said in my email a couple weeks ago, Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace, soul harmony, which comes from Christ, rule, act as umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds. And so I said here, let his peace or lack of it. So let that green light or that red light call the balls and strikes in your life. So that baseball analogy, let the peace of God tell you what to do. If you don't feel peace about something, guys, don't do it. Don't go down that road, because it's something God's trying to tell you not to do that. But if you do feel that peace, then man, go for it. And so that's primarily how how I hear his voice regard to my business and my life. Another one is his word. There might be times when I'm like, you know, God, I need your help in this situation. I start reading the Bible. And as I do, a scripture just pops up and like, wow, I like jumps off the page. And like, that's what I needed to hear today. That's how some of you say my emails are on Fridays. It's just exactly what you needed to hear today. And I give thanks to the Lord for that. And also, it might even be, you know, many times it might be reading a devotional and opening up the devotional to that day, because many of them are dated. And so I open up to that day like, man, that's exactly what I needed to hear today. That's amazing. Like, God, that's not coincidence. And so that's God speaking to me. He also can speak to you through other people. And, you know, you might be feeling something in your heart to do something, and somebody else comes along and says, hey, you know what? You'd be really good at that. And it just confirms what you're already sensing in your own spirit. And the other one is an idea that pops into my head after praying. This happens so much. I cannot even tell you the number of ideas, the wisdom, the direction I've got from just praying. So it might even be, I'm not even praying about a certain thing necessarily. I'm just praying. And I have an idea that pops into my head, and you could say, oh, that was your idea or whatever, but I give the God credit for that, because there's just too many really good ideas that have came after an extended period of prayer. Maybe it's like a long car ride, and I'm praying and just, I get an idea. When I was, back in Indiana, I was working on a campaign, and there was a 2000 governor's campaign in Indiana, and it was coming down to the end. It was pretty likely we weren't going to win. And so I was just praying, what's my next step? I have no idea what to do. And an idea came to me, to reach out to the guy who was coming in, into Congress, a newly elected congressman, because we knew he was going to win that seat. And so to reach out to his staff and to apply for a certain position that I thought I'd be really good at, that's exactly what I did. And that's exactly what I got. And it's happened so many times in my business since moving here to Texas, praying for wisdom in certain situations, or just praying and I get an idea. Or the time that when I got, you know, the whole auction story with Jim Cochran, meeting him and seeing that email on that the day that it ended, and going to my wife and saying, hey, I think we need to bid this amount for it. And we got it. Just so many different things that have happened after being in prayer. And so for me, those ideas are priceless. And I believe that those are God ideas. I pray for more God ideas. A prayer I pray now is, I declare that I have God-inspired ideas that impact millions and produce millions of dollars, because I want to impact people in my business. I believe that's what I'm doing with this podcast, with my emails, with my courses, with my books. I want more people to be impacted with this message. And I want more people to be able to quit their jobs, spend more time with their family. So I love this. I love what I do. But I give God all the credit for it and for him giving me these ideas. So ask him for ideas. Ask him for God-inspired ideas for your life, for your business, for every area of your life. He will be there for you and give you those ideas. And the last one of these three is work as though everything depended on you. And so it's not just sitting around saying, God bless my business, God help me, God give me good ideas, and just sitting on the couch watching, you know, TV and eating potato chips. No, you have to do something. I heard a saying that says, sometimes God's will, people miss God's will because it's disguised as hard work. This requires work. We're here on the earth. We have a job to do. Every single one of you have a plan and a purpose. And I believe God has given you your grace with certain skills, talents, and abilities, but you've got to put those into action. You've got to cultivate them. It's like a seed. Every single one of us has been given a seed of something. It's us to work. It's up to us to water it, to work it, to give it the sunlight it needs, the food it needs. And so I believe that work is required. It's been work. Work has been required in my business for sure. Now, I work hard, but I work smart. And sometimes people ask me, you know, it seems like you're so busy. Well, you know what? I have been doing a time tracker and just to try to figure out, you know, how much am I working? Because I'm trying to figure out like what my hourly wage is. Because if I have people contact me about, you know, some coaching or consulting, you know, what do I charge for something like that? And so I started tracking my time to figure out, because if you take out your income divided by the number of hours, then that's kind of your hourly wage. Because when you're an entrepreneur, it's like kind of hard to know that type of thing, because you're not, you know, on the clock necessarily, like always on the clock. So how do you account for that? So I have a time tracker. I might even put a link in the show notes because it's really been a blessing to me. But it looks like I work about 30 to 35 hours a week. So that's actually really good. I'm thrilled with that. That gives me plenty of time to hang out with the family. And it's not like, you know, dedicated. I could do much better about this, where it's like dedicated blocks of time that I'm working. You know, for me, it's usually like an hour here, an hour there. Lots of interruptions. Working from home, that's a blessing, but it also has its challenges working from home, because I don't really necessarily have a place that I can just completely, you know, plug away, you know, go away and have that focus work that I have. My office that I'm recording this in right now, but at any time my son can walk in, and he does, and I deal with it, and it's fun. I don't mind that. But it's different than being at an office. And so let's talk about the work. What does that mean? What does that mean when you know, thinking about in relationship to praying and listening? So for me, this comes down to, and I highly recommend you get my book, Finding Your Grace Place. And I talk about this in chapter 7 called Effortless. So one time a friend of mine, he was a business colleague, he says, you make it seem effortless. And I said here that these were the words a business colleague said to me one day, and he probably had no idea it was the best compliment I had ever received in regard to my business. He was referring to how I seemed to handle so many projects at one time. Do I work hard? Yes, absolutely. But most of the time, it doesn't feel like hard work. In fact, a lot of times, it's hard to distinguish between work and play. I know that might seem hard to believe, but when you're in your zone of your grace place, the two get confused. When I say great splice, meaning like the thing that you're supposed to be doing, the thing that just energizes you, the thing that you were born to do. And so I'll go on and just talk about how it does to outsiders. It might seem effortless. I mean, I definitely work hard. You talk to my wife. But I'm doing it with his grace. 1 Corinthians 15:10 says, "But by the grace, the unmerited favor and blessing of God, I am what I am. And his grace towards me was not found to be for nothing, fruitless and without effect. In fact, I worked harder than all of them," talking about the apostles, "though it was not really I, but the grace of God, which was with me." I rely on his grace every day, guys, to do what I do, to get everything done that I need to get done. I ask for wisdom throughout the day to make sure I'm focused on the things that really will move my business forward, because you all know that we could be doing a million different things. We could be busy, busy, but not really getting anything done that propels our business forward. I definitely don't want to be spending hours and hours on tasks that don't move the needle in my business. And so another scripture I really lean on a lot is Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, "Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths." So in regard to work, practically, it's involving him in your business and saying, "God, today I need your help. I realize that you are my helper." Here, I want to read John 16 here real quick to you. "The Holy Spirit is your helper." John 16:7. "However, I am telling," this is Jesus talking, "however, I am telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away. Because if I do not go away, the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Strengthener, Standby will not come into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you." If you are a believer, you have the Holy Spirit. He is your friend. He is your helper. He is every single thing of these things that you need him to be. What do you need in your business today? Do you need somebody to counsel you, to help you? Do you need somebody to pray for you? He's your intercessor. Do you need somebody to strengthen you today? Do you need somebody to stand by you today? That's the Holy Spirit. He is your genius. Are you involving him in your business? He is the genius in every single area of life. He knows every single thing to do in your life. He knows every step you should make. Are you asking him? Are you involving him? And that just looks like this: "Holy Spirit, I need your help. I need to know what to do here. Give me wisdom. Give me guidance. Give me direction." And then listening. And then taking steps. And if you don't hear, it's not like, "Oh, give me wisdom. I need to make a quick decision here." And it could be like you ask for help. You start down the direction that you think it might be, but you're not like going like full force ahead. You're like taking small steps and you're kind of just listening in your heart and feeling, okay, allowing that peace to rule and reign in you as you're taking steps toward that business idea. Do you have a red light or a green light? If you've got a green light, keep going. If you hit a red light, stop. It's literally just like taking those small steps, listening in inside you for that still small voice, meaning that red light and green light. It actually could be, you could hear his voice inside here too. You could have a thought in your head that comes up that after praying, you know, follow those and just be listening for that peace in your heart. But work for me just means I'm doing what I need to do. I am taking action on the things I need to take action on. It means I'm taking courses. I'm following people who are farther ahead than me in business. So I'm looking to grow my podcast. I'm finding people online, like Pat Flynn, for example, who has a podcast course, and I'm devouring that content, that awesome knowledge. And then I'm applying it into my business, but I'm all the time thinking, "God, help me to take this information, apply it to my business, my specific business." It's going out and doing the work that you know to do. It's if you're an Amazon seller, it's being online and finding products, but realize that you are not doing it alone. involve him in your business, ask him for help. When you're doing it, do it from the position of, he is my business partner. And I am like needing him all the time. I'm asking him for help. I'm saying, Holy Spirit, show me what sites to go to. You're actually doing the work. You're typing in those keywords. You're doing the reverse sourcing, but all the while involving him, asking him for help when you need it, and just acknowledging him in your business, realizing that he is your business partner and he is going to direct, he's going to make straight and plain your paths. He wants to do that for you. You got to do the work. You got to put in the things that we teach on the, in our courses and our communities, but you are not doing it alone. You have the grace, you have the favor of God on your life, which gives you an advantage. And so take advantage of that advantage. Realize that he loves you. He cares for you. He wants to be your business partner. He wants to be a part of your life more than you want him to be a part of your life. So allow him to do that today and see these results. See your business flourish like it's never flourished before. See your life flourish like it's never flourished before. And so, guys, I hope that has blessed you. I know that went way longer than I thought I would do. But I don't feel right just talking about all these other things like Keepa graphs and reverse sourcing. And those are great. And those are going to propel your business forward without telling you about the foundation in my business. And it's the grace, the favor of God. It's praying, listening for his voice. And yes, it's doing the work. And if you're here and listen to this podcast, you're not afraid of hard work. So what I'm asking you is take that hard work that you're already doing and just say, God, put your supernatural onto my natural. Give me grace today. Help me to go through the day. Whatever I face, give me the strength to do it. I believe that you are going to embolden me today, strengthen me today. Give me the grace to do everything I need to do today to bring my business forward. In Jesus' name. So hopefully that blessed you. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you for your emails. Please let me know how I can help you. My email is ryan@ryanrieger.com. I do read all of my mail. I respond to all of it. If I have ever not responded to your email, it's because I missed it. So resend it to me, please. ryan@ryanrieger.com. I love you. It's an honor to be able to share with you these things, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Streams of Income with self-help author Ryan Rieger. From right here in the Dallas Metroplex, Ryan teaches several entrepreneurial courses and group coaching programs to students all over the world. Be sure to listen next week at the same time for Streams of Income with Ryan Rieger.